This is the time of year when bikers appear on the streets of many American cities, particularly those that are bike-friendly, like Washington, D.C. Here at NPR, the bike room is full. Cyclists seem to be everywhere on the streets, many of them on red-painted bicycles from a bike share program. They're pedaling their way through newly painted bike lanes.
But what if you're a grown-up and you never got the chance to learn how to ride a bike? Well, there happens to be a class for that.
Anybody nervous? You don't have to be.
That's Dan Hoagland. He's with the Washington Area Bicyclist Association. One of our producers joined Hoagland at a recent Adult Learn to Ride class taking place on a sidewalk just a short pedal from the White House.
The class was full, about 20 people, the youngest in their 20s, the oldest in their 50s, which raises a question. Why didn't they ever learn how to ride a bike?
No good reason. I think I was a stubborn little kid.
Deprived childhood. I just never got around to it.
When I was about six, and my dad tried to teach me to ride a bike. I fell off and scraped my knee and had a fit, and I never tried again.
Some common replies there from Jeanette Gaida, Gim Leo, and Ari Rodenstein. Another student, Holly Park, heard about this class from a friend.
And my five-year-old, who we don't think she's understanding what we're talking about, said, "Yeah, Mama, you can do it." And then I had to do it.
shamed by your kid.
Indeed. I remember my father telling me I could do it. Well, this class starts with Dan Hoagland pointing out something strange about the bikes.
You'll all notice you don't have pedals on your bicycles.
No training wheels either. Students anchor themselves with their feet.
With both feet at the same time, you're going to kick like a frog and push the bike.
Kick like a frog. Some riders learn to glide right away, and others, not so much.
That's totally okay. Everybody finds their balance point at a different time.
Is everyone breathing? I see a lot of people holding their breath.
You glided.
Next, one of the six instructors helps to attach one pedal per bike.
And you're going to put your pedal at the 2 o'clock position. That will give you the most power when you're taking off.
Soon, most students have both pedals attached, and they're doing laps around the instructors, looking like any other group of two-wheeled tourists in the area.
You're riding a bike.
That's how you
keep
get balance.
Keep going. Don't even stop. Take it all the way down Pennsylvania Avenue.
Pedal, pedal, ride on. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.